pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Can we start now?
Yeah, we can start. You want me? I can play.
Is this when we start?
I can play it again if you want.
That's okay. Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, everyone. It's a Wednesday edition. Glad to have you along with us. A lot to talk about today. We've got a trio of guests. We're going to be talking a lot of football. Our Big 12 football talk today in the second half of the show is going to be with former Husker Ed Stewart, now working with the Big 12 Conference, and we will be talking with him about officiating in the Big 12, the Huskers when he was playing, and what they have going on now, and his thoughts on where the Big 12 is setting heading into the fall of 2008. Our high school football preview continues with Bill Carlin, the head football coach at Adams Central, is going to join us on the program today. And coming up in just a couple of moments, our first installment of Bob Jensen and Huskerland Prep Report. Huskerland Prep out this week. We're a couple of weeks out, but we'll talk about what's in the magazine and maybe a couple of things that stand out. Plus, UNK, there's a press conference coming up in an hour. One of those things where I guess we're guessing. I'm guessing that they're adding soccer, women's soccer at UNK. Now, initial reaction, that's not going to shatter the world or shake the earth or anything like that. But we'll have a press conference, and we'll have all that information for you this afternoon on sports. Plus, two Nebraska wrestlers dismissed from the team. Apparently, all that is said was true.
You know, any time you're a Nebraska wrestler, and for the first time in the history, that on August 13th in the USA Today, there's a story about you, it can't be good. Nothing good can be brought up about anybody's program, I think, when you're talking wrestling in the middle of August in the USA Today. Well, congratulations, Paul and Kenny. Congratulations. Now not only everybody in the Big 12 knows about it, now the nation knows about it. Congratulations. Thank you for making the decisions you made. Congratulations. Now leave.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that Paul and Kenny were hanging out with Stifler at some dance club in Chicago?
They're having dance-offs.
Bear.
Oh, wonderful part of a
what will be the repercussions on the program because of this?
Well, hopefully because they took care of that in the compliance department. Anytime you accept money, when you're appearing in pictures for commercial use, that was an NCAA rule that was violated, and for that reason, they have gotten rid of them. And how do you recover the program if you're Mark Manning? This is a big shot to this program. These are two very successful wrestlers. These are kids late in their careers at the University of Nebraska. These are kids that have been around a program. Then to go on and say that this wasn't the only incident, then you find out the little rascals were argumentative when police tried to break them apart, disorderly house. There were several other factors leading up to this, and I can only guess if you're 125 pounds, you probably had three beers, got all crazy.
Well, and the police will be right there because, boy, you should go to jail. Wow.
See,
you're a criminal.
You're trying to get me started.
The owner of the website showing nude photos and videos of two Nebraska wrestlers say the college athletes who work for him get more than just, quote, beer money. Paul Donahoe and Kenny Jordan were kicked off the team yesterday after images of them appeared on this website. John Marsh of Los Angeles operates the website and two other sites that cater to gay men. He wouldn't say how much he pays models, but that it's enough to offset concerns some models have that their pictures will be seen by people who know them. Marsh said many models aren't hung up about pornography like a lot of older people. Marsh says college and people college-aged people come what he called a Paris Hilton, Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson sex tape generation. He says the models mostly are worried about what their parents are going to think.
I would agree.
You think?
That makes perfectly good sense, Mr. Marsh. I mean, I don't know how they're hung up or down.
Just reminds me of a great Sam Kinison skit. It's unbelievable. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You know, since we're talking about wrestling, I just want to mention Iowa has indefinitely suspended wrestling recruit Colby Covington from the team after he's charged with drunken driving and eluding police. So take that, Iowa. Just thought I'd throw that in there since... I think the nation. How do you rebound, Doug? What do you do if you're Mark Manning?
I guess you have to go with the isolated incident theory. Two gentlemen that, you know, they're no longer with our program. We found out that they were not doing things right. We got rid of them.
To take the approach. You know, he's taken this program. In a wonderful direction. A lot of good things has been happening for Nebraska wrestling under the Mark Manning watch. And then just when you build up, you know, so much momentum and you think everything is basically going as you had foreseen, everything's going in the right direction, boom, goes to dynamite.
I guess there is one direct effect on the Nebraska wrestling program. They will be canceling Paul Donahoe bobblehead night. Good news.
Let's move on.
Good news for the University of Nebraska. ESPN, the magazine's Academic All-American of the Year, is Sarah Pavin. She became the first ever student-athlete to repeat as Academic All-American of the Year since the award's inception in 1988, graduated with a perfect 4.0 in biochemistry last May. She bested a stellar field of academic and athletic standouts in voting for the award, totaled 176 points, 28 first-place votes, winning decisively over Rachel Bueller. Bueller of
Anyone?
Stanford.
Anyone?
She placed second with 130 points and 19 first-place votes. Danny Woodhead did not win in the collegiate division. Troy Ruths of Washington University of Missouri, a men's basketball player, was able to win that award.
And no big surprise, but none of Sarah's teammates called to congratulate her.
And we are moving in a positive direction. Preseason football polls are out in the NAIA and in Division II. Hastings College and UNK receiving votes but not making the top 25, and both the defending national champions are preseason number one. Carroll College of Montana in the NAIA, followed by Sioux Falls. Morningside is 7th, Northwestern of Iowa 13th. So those in the GPAC conference. Nebraska Wesleyan is 26th in the voting. Hastings College received one vote. UNK tied for 43rd in the Division II coaches poll, which came out just as we signed off the air yesterday. Valdosta State, number one. Your favorite team, the Lakers of Grand Valley State, number two. UNO is 7th. Chadron State, 9th. And Mesa State, out of the RMAC conference, is 23rd in the preseason Division II coaches poll.
Fair enough. I think a lot of great information. I was a little bit surprised. I think maybe when the poll came out, Mesa State 23rd, the highest ranked RMAC team. They're struggling.
Chadron.
Or Chadron and Mesa State being ranked there. The RMAC as a whole, I think in the last couple years has made some inroads, as garnering more national attention. They're not the shun conference anymore.
Well, they're showing quality. They pick up a playoff win. Danny Woodhead, a huge part of that. Mesa State has come along. It was UNK. UNK getting into the playoffs a couple times. Now Mesa State getting in. The RMAC having an opportunity with the expanded field to get more than one team into the playoffs. But we've talked a little college football. Let's talk a little high school football.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
And our first official report for the 2008 high school football season. I've got all kinds of side jokes we could bring in here, but none of them are tasteful. And we always have a tasteful and respectful conversation with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Good morning, sir.
Duda, You know, there's a lot of falsehoods in the last 50 words that you just spoke. But having said that, good morning to you. I was a little nervous when the old machine didn't fire up there. I just figured my time with your company was over. So I'm glad to see we are on the air.
I'm glad everything worked out, you know.
And now we're going to talk about nothing. So I'm glad to see that we're back in business.
Well, Bob, Huskerland Prep out this week, and I guess first off, let's take care of the business aspect. If people want the preseason magazine or to get signed up for the entire year, what do folks need to do, and where is the magazine available?
Well, they can sure call us at our office, the world headquarters in Central City, glistening one-story flat here in downtown Central City. And our phone number is toll-free 800-323-3929. We have an operator standing by, and frankly, she could stand a little action right now. I feel like I'm getting taken, even with what I'm paying her. But anyway, they can get it that way, or our friends at the Hastings Bookstore in both Grand Island and Kearney carry the magazine. And so, if they'd like to do it that way, they're out on display right now.
Bob, let's talk about some of the highlights that you have in the magazine. Your top 10, I think we talked about earlier on this program. You also have your top 30 games, your preseason All-State. I look at the top 30 games, and it's Clarkson at Howells. You have an 8-man game as the top game in the state. Now, I know that any of these games are going to be good depending on where you're at, but then you go Omaha Central and Creighton Prep, Fairbury and St. Cecilia. Clarkson Howells at the end of the season, but a couple games here early on in the season. Your criteria and what tickles your fancy when you think these games could live up to their billing?
How about that? You just mentioned my criteria, tickling my fancy. Let's face it. I mean, really, it's entirely possible you can make a list of 30 games and never change it every year because traditional powers are just exactly that and traditional rivalries are just exactly that. I don't know. I like to mix it up. I mean, I think I'm like a lot of people. I'm interested in more than just one class. I'm interested in more than one area of the state. And so you kind of got to have a little flexibility in the whole deal. This year, from just a pure football perspective, I just thought it was, as they say, a no-brainer to go with Clarkson and Howells for the number one game. And this one actually would meet probably the criteria that most people would use. You know, what is the simply the best game? Not allowing for geography or class or anything, just best, most intriguing game. Most people know the story about Howells. The last time we saw him playing 8-man football, they were walking off with their sixth straight state championship. But took a couple years off, played a little C2 football, did very well there. While they were away, Clarkson's football program came out of hibernation, and frankly, 2 years ago, that one of the biggest upsets that I can remember here lately was them not winning D1. That was a really good football team that just lost their mind one night and gave up more points in one game than they gave up the rest of the year. Well, now they're all back together, and anybody who can read a map knows that they aren't very far apart. There's a lot of feeling in this rivalry, I think is the way they say it. It's going to be a really good game between two really good teams, and frankly, there's going to be a lot at stake. And I fully expect both those teams come into it undefeated. I fully expect them to be, if not number one and two, one and three, something like that. And they're going to play for more than just a win. They're going to play for civic pride and school and the whole deal. And it'll be a great night, like so many of them are for our high school football teams.
Bob, you mentioned Howells moving to D1. We're talking with Bill Carlin later on the Doug and Daddy Show from Adams Central. They move up to B. This is not unheard of. People shift and move classes. Are there other schools and other marquee schools that have moved that people need to know about and be aware of?
Well, there is, Daddy, and by the way, good morning to you. You know, there's been a lot of movement. There's been especially some migration from C2. Into the 8-man ranks, and then at the bottom end of D2, and Duda and I talked about this, I think last time we were on the air. That is a trend that is worth keeping an eye on. Anybody who follows 8-man football is going to keep an eye on that because I just have a feeling, and I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that we're going to see a real expansion of the six-man football game, or the game of six-man football over the next couple years. One of the biggest reasons, and that you didn't see more movement like that before, frankly, was the fact that there wasn't anybody to play. That we were down to, if I remember correctly, 7 6-man teams. Well, now we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 13. And I wouldn't be surprised to see us take another pretty substantial jump the next time we have a chance. And that will have an impact. I mean, obviously, you start taking teams out of the 8-man ranks, and you got to do some new math and redivide things, and that's going to cause some shifting. And, you know, it isn't just teams that haven't been successful. I mean, you know, one of the teams that's moving to 6-man this year is St. Ed. You know, St. Ed's had a lot of football success, a lot of sports success the last few years. Well, frankly, for the, you know, they've got a lot of history, period, at St. Ed. You know, times change, and they're going to be playing 6-man next year. And, you know, we'll just see what happens.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We take a look at the top 10. Daddy and I talked about this when the magazine came out on Monday. Not a lot of teams from our immediate coverage area are listed. And I guess we kind of had that feeling going into the fall that that might be what you have. You got Grand Island in Class A. Class B, there's nobody. Class C1, St. Cecilia, one of the highest represented teams in the area, obviously. They set at number 2. You go into C2, Blue Hill sets at number 3, and they have been, of course, back-to-back state finalists. You go into D1, Axtell and Overton are mentioned, and in D2, kind of Hampton there on the fringe area. Your thoughts on just our general Tri-Cities area outside of St. Cecilia and Grand Island Senior High, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of noise to be made this fall.
Well, you know, that's an interesting way to frame it. And you're right. I mean, is there going to be a lock to make the state finals in any of those classes? Not necessarily. Our friends at St. Cecilia found that out the hard way last year. And I say again, that was just an absolutely hideous way to have the playoffs breakdown, having them play Pierce in the second round. I think that's the last time I'll probably ever say that, but it bothers me. But the point is, there's a lot of good football teams. There's maybe not as many, great's kind of a strong word, but there's not as many eights on a 10-point scale maybe as there have been. But there's a lot of sixes and sevens that could turn into eights and nines. And you know, one of the first things that comes to mind, you know, you mentioned Axtell, and Axtell last year, young, they're not going to exactly be senior laden this year. They're a team with just a tremendous amount of potential. And that little stretch right in through there, we talked about Howells and Clarkson, but when you get beyond them, that next four teams I find to be very intriguing. We've got Palmer, and I'm telling you what, guys, two names to remember, Jack Wardine and Riley Santon. I guarantee you the people in Palmer listen to your show, and they know they're sitting on something really special. These kids are both going to be juniors. They're both all-staters. They're both defending state wrestling champions. And Palmer's been in a kind of a hot stretch right now anyway. You know, they gave Pope John as much as they wanted last year, as much as anybody did last year in the playoffs. And they've got a lot of their key players coming back. You got Axtell. You got Burwell. You know, Daddy, you were talking about shifting. Well, there's one right there. Burwell dropping from C2 to D1. Got a couple playoff wins last year, and they've got five really good football players. They're going to have to find a way to fill a couple spots, but they've got some real difference makers as far as an eight-man setup goes. Overton. You know, Overton is Overton. And Overton is going to be good. I think Overton took some lumps last year, but I think they're going to be back with a vengeance this year.
Bobby, I guess if there's one team that stuck out kind of out of the ordinary, then in my mind, it was in Class B. And I look down and I find Ogallala. And if you follow Ogallala, I think they've been one game below, one game above. They make the playoffs, they lose. You know, kind of ho-hum. Can they really make some noise in Class B football this year?
They can. We're not talking about state finals here, but Daddy, that schedule sets up for them. They have got they've got a very talented senior class, you know, and everybody's standards are different. Okay, that is just a fact. Everybody's standards are different, but I can tell you that they've got a couple kids that if you put on a team from St. Cecilia, or you put on a team from Pierce or Norfolk Catholic or any of those other great C1 schools, they would be very good. If you put them on some of the Class B teams, you know, these guys could walk in and play for a Crete or a Columbus. I don't have any doubt about that. Now, when you get there, you go. When you get down beyond the first 8-9 players on your rotation, then what happens? Well, in this case, they've got a big senior class, a lot of veterans, and I'm telling you what, I don't know how this is going to work. Right now, if you're asking me, I'm telling you Ogallala is favored to win every one of their first regular season games until the last night of the season. And if that plays out, a game that I would drive a long ways to see. Oh, wait, it is a long ways. McCook at Ogallala. Now, before you snicker, I mean, because let's face it, McCook would be a favorite, maybe a substantial favorite in that game. Ogallala last year was ahead of McCook at halftime, and they got beat 21-7. But they proved a little something to themselves, and I'll guarantee you, I was out there and interviewed three of these players in question. Garrett Schlechtemeyer, Jade Cleveland, and a kid I really like, a kid by the name of Joe Knott, who is a fullback linebacker for those guys. That's all they could talk about. And that's a little dangerous because there are some other games that need to be played before then. But should that happen, what a night. That town will be rocking. And it's worth noting, the last time that McCook lost a regular season football game, it was at Ogallala.
Bob Jones.
How would you know that?
Because I'm
a sad little man with not much else to do. You know, that's really. I can't change the oil in my car, but I can. You know, I can. And besides, honestly, guys, who's going to look that up?
You know. How do you remember all those names? Well, you're not there. You don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't know any different.
Hey, Bobby, before we let you get out of here, again, you had a lot of travels this spring, this summer. Give me a story. Give us a story. Give us a story from your travels, whether it was a unique kid or just a great different place that you maybe hadn't been to before, because I think you've been just about everywhere.
Well, you know, that's something not to... or whatever, but with this year's book, I did a little mathematics there, and again, I have a very solid public school education. 160 schools that we've been to for the preview, which is, that's a lot. But this year, I guess there's two, when you say that, there's two things that immediately come to mind. One of them was I had a chance to interview four boys from Millard South, who is our preseason number one. I left that. Anybody, you guys that follow Class A football and you know about Millard South, you guys have seen Millard South and all that. Kid that I just love this kid, Jordan Hale. Jordan Hale is a kind of a receiver, running back, safety for them. And kid's got great attitude. I tell you what, there's just, everybody interviews differently, but I'm telling you what, I left that conversation thinking, I would love to have this kid on my team. The other thing about that was that sadly, I did that interview on a Friday, and the following 2 days later, Ty Kildo, who's their star wide receiver, actually tore his ACL in a 7-on-7 camp at UNL. And modern medicine being what it is, the talk has it that he's going to be back for the playoffs. Now, if he'll be Ty Kildo, the All-State receiver, the All-State baseball player, don't know. But that's his goal, and Millard South's going to take care of a lot of business before he gets back. The other story, it led to my favorite portrait that I've probably ever shot. And anybody who picks up the book will see a story in there on a boy from Bayard, and his name is Bryant Miller. Bayard is not a football hotbed. The last time they were in the playoffs, Ford was just rolling the Model T off the assembly line for the first time. But actually, it was 1993. But the point is that I had wanted to interview Bryant for I knew I was going to interview him because he's been an outstanding player for them, really, since he was a freshman, all district, all 3 years so far. I get out there, and you guys, then there are some of you out there listening that I've interviewed. You know, you've done this. You know, Bryant went out there. We go out by Chimney Rock because what else are you going to do? So we go out to Chimney Rock. We're going to take the picture, and Bryant's giving me that tough guy football thing. He's got his hand on his hip, and he looked as menacing as, you know, a 17-year-old boy's going to look. And I just tell him, I said, now, you need to keep in mind a rule I've got, and that is this. If you're a bad man, you can look bad, but if you're not a bad man and you try and look bad, you're just going to look goofy. So anyway, when I said that, I still had my camera to my eye, and he relaxed for a second and flashed the most beautiful grin, just a okay, my guard is down for a minute smile, and framed against Chimney Rock as it was, it is my favorite story. And as an aside, Bryant Miller is a good football player. Bryant Miller is a classic example of a kid who's in a program that is outside the spotlight, that's frankly off the radar for most of the major media. And here's another case where Bryant Miller somehow was transported to Wakefield or Blue Hill. He would have been on the All-State team last year. So, you know, there's a lot of kids out there, and that's one of the best things about what I do. Every kid has got a story.
Bob.
And they're fun to tell.
Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep. Bob, that's what makes you the best.
Daddy, did I notice in our introduction there, are you now in charge of shunned? I noticed that somebody had been shunned right before we got in. Is that your field of expertise now?
Well, I've been shunned a lot in my life.
Well, not by those who know you best.
Oh, God.
Are you still there?
Well, yeah. Hello. Okay. Hey, Bobby, next week we'll catch up with you, and, of course, we'll need our Orton Bertrand preview, so we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
I hear you, man.
Take care, bud.
All right. You guys, too.
Starting the high school football season off, Bob Jensen of Husker Land Prep here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with him every Wednesday throughout the season. We'll catch up with him next week. Bill Carlin from Adams Central, head football coach of the Patriots. They're moving up to Class B. What kind of difference does that make? We'll find out next.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk. And Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think? Pro wrestlers were hatched? They came from outer space? No. Pro wrestlers started like any other professional with a dream of success, glamour, celebrity, wealth. The best are schooled by the best. And the Independent Wrestling School of Grand Island promises that if you have promise, grit, determination, and basic ability, they can add the training, the nutritional counseling, and the personal development to help you make it as a pro wrestler. Ever thought the road could be so close to home? Well, can. The IWS. Call 308-382-9417 today to get it on.
Mouth-watering, hot and juicy, freshly cut to perfection. T-bones, strips, and prime rib voted best in Grand Island. All at Texas T-Bone. For real men who think they can eat, there's the 4-pound challenge. If you can eat your meal in 75 minutes, it's free. Not only is Texas T-Bone the place for steaks, they put some great care into their burgers, chicken, and sandwiches. So bring the family to enjoy great food, great atmosphere, and steaks done right at Texas T-Bone Grand Island.
Steaks done right. Texas T-Bone.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
A real sports fan sometimes needs to see a game that isn't on basic channel, that their dish can't pull in, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good charburger and a brew with other fans. Slugger Sports Bar and Grill knows the fan who needs his fix of a special broadcast. That's why they've installed state-of-the-art receivers that'll bring in most games, no matter how obscure or how exclusive. Sluggers, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Sluggers, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna in Grand Island. Pounding pitchers all day long.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Mostly considerable cloud cover across the area today, along with some partial sunshine developed with a chance of more scattered showers and storms as well. High temperatures will reach up near 88 with a variable wind of 5 to 10. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower or storm with a low around 61 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, along with the Big Daddy Tony Davis and our engineer Derek Stenson, bringing you another program. You can always catch anything you've missed or the Doug and Daddy Show anytime 24-7 on the Doug and Daddy podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, and the Courtyard. Beautiful place to enjoy when the beautiful weather is there. You go outside. When it's not so nice or it's too hot, you're inside. Mike and the gang always taking care of you at the Courtyard and Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in Kearney. Again, the Doug and Daddy podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, our continuation of high school football preview, the first week of practice for Class A and B. And you know what? This year, that includes the Patriots of Adams Central. They have been a perennial power in Class C. Now they move up to Class B. And to talk about this year's team and the move, the longtime head coach of the Patriots, Bill Carlin, welcomed on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, glad to catch up with you again. Always a pleasure to spend some time with one of the czars of the coaching world.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but good to be with you guys.
Anytime you were 142-41, I think that includes you in that list, Coach.
Well, we've had some good kids. I've had some great assistant coaches, and we've had a nice run and had some luck on our side. And so, you know, good things happen to people that work hard, and we like to think we do some of that.
Coach, I guess everybody wants to know about your immediate thoughts on moving to Class B. You've known about it for a while now. I think if you talk to Coach Bubach or somebody that's done that in the past, depth, that's a big question. Is that the way you see it as well?
I think so, you know, and looking at some of the opponents that we have, you know, we're going to be playing some teams that are 2 to 3 times our size, and that's probably my biggest concern. If I think I have 1 or 2 good tackles, I know they're going to have 3 or 4. And when I have an injury, I'm going to probably put a sophomore in, and they're going to put their other senior in. So I think, yeah, that would probably have to be the thing that concerns us the most.
Coach, I'm just looking at Huskerland Prep. Despite the move to Class B, you are listed as the favorite in the district. Is that a good thing?
Well, you know, I don't know if that's if Bob Jensen knows what he's talking about. I think that would be a great place. But, you know, I guess I don't put a whole lot of stock in those preseason things. And I've been at it long enough to know that a lot of times where you're ranked early in the year has a lot to do with your tradition rather than the team you have. And so I always tell our kids, you know, they have to go out and earn everything that they have. Most of the preseason stuff is based on what some of our teams in the past have done. And so our kids know that that doesn't give them any wins or anything like that, so they know they got to go out and work and get everything that they need to have done accomplished.
Bill, we'd like you to talk about your relationship with the NSAA a little bit when they set this schedule. did you anger anybody down there? Not only welcome to Class B, but why don't you play Seward and Creed out of the gate?
Well, that's I think it's kind of an initiation fee or something like that, but yeah, Seward's always had a great team, and we're a playoff team last year, and I believe won 6 games and had a nice season, and then Creed's only a 2-time defending state champion. So, you know, we'll find out a lot about ourselves right there, right away. And I know our kids are going to give great effort. You know, that's something that our kids have always taken a lot of pride in, that they've worked really hard and played hard. And so we'll see where we stack up in a hurry, though, right out of the gate.
Well, you always need a quarterback to run the offense, even though sometimes he may not be in your offense as much as you run the football. His job is to get it from center to running back some of the times. You've lost a 2-year starter in Justin Drudick. What are we looking at this fall?
Well, probably Alex Rosved is a senior that's probably looking to take over this year for us. He's not as big as Justin. Justin was around 6'2 and around 200 pounds, and Alex is a little smaller kid, but he's a real hard-nosed kid, and played cornerback for us last year and played some JV ball last year to get some reps in at quarterback, and so he'll do a nice job for us. He's a hard-nosed kid and plays hard, and like I said, started a little bit on defense for us last year and understands what we're doing, and he's been with us for 4 years now, so we feel we're in good hands with him.
Bill Carlin, Adams Central Patriots football coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bill, I guess I'm looking down that schedule, and the ability to play the big boys in town, the Hastings Tigers, certainly, is that something that catches your kids' eye? Do they talk about that matchup?
Well, really, no, not yet. You know, I think they know that we've talked a little bit about Seward and really haven't looked much beyond that. And our guys know that that game's down the road, but it'll take care of itself when it gets here and stuff. And I'm sure there's some things there where they know a lot of the kids know each other and that sort of thing that'll put a little more spice into that one. But otherwise, right now, we haven't talked about them at all.
You got some good guys up front on the line, as always, and a lot of publicity is going to Riley Larson. But one thing is, I'm reading some of the preview on your ball club, which I think is an interesting point, is that you could be very strong in special teams. And the way you guys have played defense and can grind out the clock, if you can get a good punt or a good kickoff or a good kickoff return, it seems that it makes it doubly tough for other teams to compete with you. How much do you spend time on concentrating on those things?
Well, you're always a little better when you got good kids there, but we've been really blessed. Last year, Nathan Arnold did our PATs and handled some of our punt return and kickoff return, actually. He's a real shifty little runner. And Zach Hunt, both of those guys are sophomores. Zach did our kickoffs last year, and both those guys will probably be battling for punter this year a little bit. But we think our special teams got a chance to be really good. And like you said, pin some people down. We like to do a lot of angle punting and kick people into the corner and try to eliminate some of their returns. And then if our defense is sound, we spend a lot of time preparing on trying to take away the other team's strengths. One thing I think we'll see a little more in Class B is that probably every team has the capability to throw the ball a little better than maybe some of the C teams, and so we won't be able to gang up on the run quite as much as we do against some opponents, but we think that if we can kick them down in the hole and then play good defense, that good things are going to happen to you.
Bill, you bring up the versatility of the offenses in Class B. Will you guys have to throw the ball more than you have in the past?
I think so. I think last year, down the stretch there, we hit a stretch where we played St. Cecilia, Mitchell, Shadron, and Pierce, that we've seen four really good teams there, and we probably threw the ball a little more often against some of those teams, but it's always nice if you can pick and choose and throw when you want to throw, not throw because you have to throw. And so obviously our first thing is going to be to try to establish the run on offense, but I think we will have to throw the ball a little more, yeah.
Well, Bill Callahan knows that all too well. Jeez, when you have to throw.
You just, unbelievable. Hey, Bill, before we let you get out of here, you do have a couple, three practices now under your belt. Your concern right now that you need to fill in as you look through the next week and a half of practice?
Well, I think it's just getting some of our kids that don't have any experience, a little bit of playing experience, whether it's in practice or whatever. We got some kids battling for some playing spots, and we think it's going to be real interesting to see who kind of emerges in some of our positions. And we got a few veterans to build around, but we got some guys that are really in a dogfight for who's going to be on the field and who's going to be a backup. And so today was our first morning that we were able to get into pads, and so it's interesting to see how some of the kids respond to that and who's going to look good when they don't have the pads on and who's actually going to get the job done when they do. So, we've found out the guys that know where to go the first couple days, but now we're going to see if we can get the job done when we get there.
Well, Bill, we always appreciate it. Look forward to following the Patriots throughout the season. We'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Danny Show.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. A couple interesting points. One that Coach brought up, maybe a little more versatile because of the numbers, because of the skill players in Class B. One thing that's also interesting, you only have four teams in a district. So you got three district games. They're the last three games. He's talking about the physicality and the bumps and bruises. The first six games, yes, you have to set yourself up for playoff points and all that. But if you win your district, you're in. And the last three games all in a row. And if you're banged up, trouble.
Yeah, big trouble. Big trouble. And you know what? And you bring up throwing the football more for Adams. They haven't had to in the past. They've been 9-2 and been able to run the football. That's not something that they've needed to do. They were 9-2 a year ago. They didn't need to run the football, or they didn't need to throw the football, excuse me.
And we'll be able to find out when we talk to Hastings High's Rick Rebarger more about what's going on with that, you know, mentality, because they've been there. They know what it's like. Maybe he'll give us some insight to what it might be like from their side of the ball against Adams Central. When we come back, Big 12 preview continues. Ed Stewart from the Big 12 offices and former Husker will join us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Things sure have changed ever since my husband left. We used to have great times together. Then it came along. Well-built, attractive, and able to go for hours. Oh, if only I hadn't introduced him to that Husqvarna tractor.
From mowers to trimmers, blowers, and our legendary chainsaws, Husqvarna makes you the master of your great outdoors and the envy of the neighborhood. Find a Husqvarna dealer near you. Go to MasterYourGreatOutdoors.com.
The folks at CPI ask all drivers to be alert when passing through school zones for all the area schools. During the summer months, motorists have forgotten about schools and buses, so we ask that you slow down and watch for children, especially around parked cars. From your friends at CPI in Hastings. It's back to school time now in Kearney, and Walmart wants to remind all students and motorists alike to be extremely alert for one another in and around school zones, crosswalks, and bus loading areas. Our students' safety to and from school is important. From Walmart in Kearney, save money, live better.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show. Wednesday, taking you to the lunch hour, continuing our Big 12 preview, continuing on Big 12 previews bought by Island Pet Resort, 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island, the unsurpassed place for your pet and pet needs. Call them today, whether you need food, whether you need boarding, whether you need life's abundance is what they want to promote, perfect for heading out to those Husker games. Take your dog there. You want to go to Bronco game, but don't want to leave your dog alone? Take him. Take them to the Island Pet Resort. Do you want to go to the Husker game? You want to go to the Loper game? Doesn't matter. Take them to Island Pet Resort, 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island, sponsoring the Big 12 preview.
Doug and Daddy show, continuing our talk with Big 12 football. And, Daddy, a lot of changes, obviously, with the Nebraska football program. And a lot of changes. We've talked with some former Huskers about what has happened, what is going to happen, and the ties that are going on. We're getting an opportunity to do that again right now.
Well, Ed Stewart joins us, former Nebraska linebacker. He went on after school to be working the sports information side of Missouri University. Now he's with the Big 12 Conference. Ed, welcome to the Doug and Daddy show. Thanks so much.
Glad to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, Ed goes to Missouri. Missouri gets better. He goes to the Big 12. They're probably about ready to overtake the SEC as the best football conference in America.
I must be a good luck charm or something, huh?
Ed, obviously, wearing a national championship ring today, something you're very, very proud of. Some people in close to the organization, Tom Osborne, I know, big fan of Tom Osborne still to this day, made a monster impact on your life.
Without a doubt, he did. Coach probably taught us more than we realized at the time about life and about being a stand-up person and in the right way and the wrong way to do things. Obviously, he taught us a lot about football because we won a lot of football games, but he was just a great role model and a great example the way he carried himself and how he prepared. So,
Ed, talk a little bit about him stepping back in with the program and taking this deal over and trying to right the ship, if you will.
Well, it's added a new dimension to our athletic directors' meetings, that's for sure. But it's good to see the coach. He's in good health. He's a sharp, sharp guy. I think he'll be great addition to the Big 12 Conference. He'll be great calming influence in Huskerland, where it was a little bit of turmoil surrounding the place. So I think he was the best person at the time to come in and try to right the ship. So
a little bit of turmoil. You've been in Dallas a while.
Before we jump totally into that, Frey, I guess you bring up an interesting point about Tom Osborne being back in the meetings. He was the one guy that was against the Big 12 championship game from the very inception, and there's been roller coasters with whether a Big 12 championship game should be played, shouldn't be played. It's here to stay, isn't it? And how does the Big 12 approach questions that, maybe it hurts more than it helps from a national championship perception?
Well, the bottom line is, and I think all of our coaches would say the same thing, you just got to win. You know, you've got to win the games that are on your schedule. We've got the championship game, so it really it's pointless to talk about if we should have it or if we shouldn't. I mean, it's there. So it's a game that our teams have to go out and compete and win.
Ed, when all this was going down, you know, I'm going to jump right at you with this question. With all that was going on in Nebraska football and the downward spiral and nobody wanted to see, what was being said in your circle of former teammates about the program?
You know, I don't really talk to that many guys on an ongoing, regular basis, but obviously for me personally to watch it, it was disappointing when you see a team, a program that's as established as ours to go out and struggle the way they did. You know, for a defense, to watch a defense repeatedly give up hundreds of yards and 70 points, you know, that's just tough because I don't care who you're playing, you shouldn't give up that kind of, you know, that kind of yardage, that kind of points. At some point in time, a certain degree of pride steps in from a defensive standpoint. You say, I'm just not going to let this guy do that. But unfortunately, it happened. So now those guys just got to work hard and they got to get better.
Former Husker Ed Stewart, he's now with the Big 12, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I have to think that the guys in the Big 12 offices also had to be scratching their heads. I mean, we're seeing a changing of the guard, a potential decade changing of the guard with Missouri and Kansas making a move, and Nebraska and K-State sliding back, even some talk that Texas is sliding back. I guess this could be a new day if some of these perennial programs don't get it turned around quick.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd necessarily classify it as a new day. I think it's an opportunity for, you know, any one of our 12 schools, I think, realistically, to beat one another on a given Saturday. I think we legitimately have a couple of programs that obviously are positioned very well to compete for a national championship this year. But then on the flip side and the scary side is I also think that any one of our programs can beat the other on a given Saturday.
Ed, and getting a chance to talk to Bo Pelini, in your mind, was he the right man for this job?
Doesn't make a difference with my mind thought. I didn't make the hire. But I like Coach Pelini. I've heard nothing but great things about him. I talked to some people that were at LSU when he was there, and they raved about him. So I think he's come in and he's embraced the culture of Nebraska, and he's going about things the right way, obviously. He's been welcoming of Coach Osborne and his influence, and you know, how could you not when you have such a valuable resource there to sound things off?
And back in 1994 when you played, the walk-on program was stronger than it ever had been before. That's something Bo Pelini embraced since day one, and that seemed to be a real, you know, maybe one of the top two or three things that he immediately took a hold on and got reinstated at the University of Nebraska. How important to Nebraska football is that walk-on program?
I think it's probably part of the lifeline of that program. I mean, it's been around for forever, and it's produced some really good players. I mean, you'd have some guys that would come in, and they get involved in the weight program, and they work hard for two or three years, and before you know it, you've got guys that are starting for you, that are major contributors. I also think from a starter's perspective, it was something that motivated you and drove you when you would look over and see some of these guys working as hard as they would be working throughout the season, week in and week out, with no reward of playing on Saturday. So you had great practice players. You had just great people to be around, and it was encouraging.
If you were going to have the opportunity to speak to maybe this year's current group of Huskers, especially maybe the new kids, they want to get it turned around. What's the one thing you could tell them that worked so well for you and your teammates to be successful? What would you try to pass along to them?
It's pretty simple.
Get some Peter Brothers. That makes things easier on everybody.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's pretty simple, though. You got to play together. You got to be a team. It's got to be an unbelievable sense of team unity surrounding the program. And then the other one is you got to play hard. You got to play with effort. And that's the biggest thing. You know, I heard, I think Coach Pelini hit on it the other day. They were asking him about, you know, the evolution of these spread offenses and how to stop them. And I tell you what, guys, I mean, you can have all the schemes in the world, but if you don't have guys that will get out there and move in space and just play with a burning passion to make plays, it doesn't make any difference what the scheme is.
Ed, before we let you go, people want to know what you're doing now, what you're up to. We say you're with the Big 12 Conference. What is your role with the Big 12 Conference? Married, little girl. That's people it. Want to know that.
That's it. Well, I am happily married. Just hit five years. We're working on 6 years. I got a beautiful little girl named Ava. She'll be four in October. Actually, my travel schedule is going to have to change a little bit this fall because she starts to play soccer, and her games are on Saturday mornings. So I'm going to have to somehow figure out a way to work in some soccer games with the football games. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. But I'm the assistant commissioner for football for the conference, oversee all of the football operations for the Big 12 Conference, and the liaison for our head football coaches, and oversee our officiating program. So hopefully we don't have any major screw-ups from our officiating program.
Yeah, stand back from me, because there's some bad people out there. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll deal with you later on that. Who's the one coach you really enjoy and appreciate working with here in the Big 12 Conference?
Boy, I don't know if I can pick one. I tell you what, they're all different. They're all some, you know, got some unique personalities. And someone asked me the other day, you know, when you get all those personalities in one room, you know, we get together and have our big meeting in the spring. And I said, it's not a problem. I mean, because we've got a good group of guys to get along with each other, and it makes my job easier. Obviously, we'll get real competitive around this time of the year, and things can tense up a little bit as the season gets kicked off. But, you know, I'm really fortunate to have a good group of guys to work with. And we got some great new additions. I think Coach Bellini is a great addition. Coach Browse has been great to work with to this point, and Coach Sherman. So looking forward to seeing what those guys can do.
Ed, I guess a question I would think if I was just a fan listening to this interview, if you got your hand in those many things, we've had some coaches get into the national news. You know, Dan Hawkins makes a rant, Mike Gundy makes a rant. Obviously, that's not a comfortable position for the Big 12. What do you guys have to do when something like that happens?
Well, obviously, we have to evaluate each and every one of those situations, and depending on the level of the situation and what exactly takes place, there may be some action that the conference office has to take against the coach. And, you know, that's a part of the deal. We've got to establish a list of rules and guidelines that we expect everyone to follow, and when they don't follow them, then we have to step in and do our part of the business.
Ed, thanks so much for stopping by today, and watch those officials, especially against Nebraska, because they've really been out to get us. I think it continues, and I point that out every Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show in Central Nebraska.
We'll keep our eye on them then.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, guys.
That's Ed Stewart, former Nebraska linebacker, now director of officials in the Big 12, and so many other duties that go on in the offices of the Big 12. We're great to catch up with Ed and have him join us from Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City. Once again, Big 12 Media Days brought to you by Slugger's Bar and Grill, a pretty damn good charburger, Island Pet Resort, 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island, the Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island, and Centura Hills Golf Course as well. We're going to wrap things up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're always looking for ways to save you money. Well, right now, when you buy a set of four high-quality Big O Tires, we'll give you a certificate worth $100 in free auto service. Use it for brakes, an alignment, a transmission flush, or an oil change, whatever service you need. It's just that simple. Buy four tires, get $100 in free service. Give us a try, and we'll earn your business. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hey, Golick.
Yes, Greeny.
Well, sports fans all know if your feet feel like a blistering fastball's burning between the toes, you've probably got athlete's foot.
So what can you do about it, Greeny?
Well, Golick, you got to do more than put in a reliever. You need a cure, or it'll just rally back. Lamisil AT Gel is the easiest way to cure athlete's foot. Once a day, 1 week, and you're done.
And not like some of those other guys.
Yeah, some of them can take up to 4 weeks.
It's a grand slam of a cure for the burning and itching of athlete's foot.
So get the cure. Get Lamisil AT Gel. Use only as directed. Guys, it's time to fit in. Into your Levi's, that is, at the men's store inside JCPenney. It's the final days of the Extreme Denim Sale. They have an extreme selection of Levi's, the best in town. And right now, they're all on sale. Levi's 505, 550, 557, 569, and 514 jeans, all on sale for $31.99. Not to mention 501s are only $34.99. With a selection like this, it almost goes without saying, we have your fit. The men's store makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
I think that computer's smoking funny things today, Derek, because it's a little off. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not sure either. I think it's taunting me is what it's doing.
Well, heading into the lunch hour here at Doug and Daddy's show, we'd like to invite you to head to the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. They've got 8 new 42-inch flat screens, the best place to watch sports in town. There's not a bad seat in the house. There's great food and drink specials every day and night. And the new high-definition TVs at the Chicken Coop are certainly where you want to watch any sporting activity that's going on. You can try one of the Coop's awesome salads, the chicken salad with grilled chicken. You can put any one of the famous Coop sauces on there. Any of the wing flavors can go on that chicken for your salad, or the Coop's taco salad as well, served in a crisp tortilla bowl. Head to the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island, today. Derek, we're getting out of here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and just a little Olympic tidbit. Those Chinese girls ain't 16 years old.
Oh, my God. They have to be, though, right?
Well, that's what they say, but they're cheaters, whatever. That there's no way, and you gotta feel bad for the poor girl on the women's gymnastics team last night that did not have a good go.
But they still got a silver though, right?
Still got a silver. Yeah, but that wasn't, you know, when you're going in for the gold, so, you know, and you work so hard for that gold, obviously very, very disappointed in that. Michael Phelps continues to roll on. By the way, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., United States and Greece. 22-point favorites the United States are over the Grecians. So 22-point favorites, United States basketball team, they go in the morning. I want to thank Bill Carlin, Adam Central Patriots head coach, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, and Ed Stewart, director of officials, Big 12 Conference, and former Nebraska linebacker for joining us for a Big 12 preview. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.